Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement at the Manufacturer and Business Association. I'd like to welcome our special guests to the studio, Michael Monaco, Director of Operations, and Kyle Kleinedler, Talent Acquisition Specialist at Airborne. Welcome, Michael and Kyle. We're so glad you could join us. This year marks our 10th annual Manufacturing Day celebration on October 11th at the Bayfront Convention Center, and we are so excited to have Airborne as a major sponsor. I'd like to start with Kyle. We'd love to share a little bit more about Airborne with our listeners. So can you tell us about the company, what you make, and your operations?
Absolutely. And Patty, thank you again so much for having us on. We're really excited to be a part of this opportunity. You know, Airborne is 100% employee-owned company. We're actually headquartered out of Georgetown, Texas, have about 7 facilities throughout the U.S. manufacturing-wise, and our core business is engineering and manufacturing.
That's great. Thanks, Kyle. And Michael, we know one of the most important goals of Manufacturing Day is to showcase modern manufacturing and innovation, but also manufacturing careers. How did you end up in manufacturing, and can you tell us about your education and experience?
Absolutely. My interest and my degree were both in manufacturing. My degree was in industrial management and engineering, and my first job was actually an opportunity for a family-owned machining company, American Turn Products, where I was given the opportunity to experience frontline leadership, engineering management, quality management, materials management. And for the past 32 years, I've been in a manufacturing role.
That's great. And Michael, to continue on, why did you decide to work at Airborne?
Yes, it was when I was looking for potential, opportunities, future opportunities, I learned of Airborne, did some research, and saw that there was some very exciting, significant new growth. They doubled the plant physically in size and had nearly doubled employment at the time. That, coupled with my interest and background in the aerospace and defense industry, really piqued my interest. And then additionally, as Kyle mentioned, being 100% employee-owned opportunity and the culture of employee ownership and servant leadership very much interested me. And 2 years later, I'm here at Airborne.
Great. Thanks, Michael. And now, Kyle, in any manufacturing or innovative field, continuing education is important. What type of training and continuing training do you offer to your employees at Airborne?
Yes, Patty, continuous education, specifically continuous improvement, is a big culture focus for us here at Airborne. It's really an exciting time for overall training here at Airborne. We've recently hired a new senior manager of training and organizational development. Our prior, individual who was in that role was with Airborne for 32 years. So she just recently retired. So we're really excited to get a fresh look at our programs, our practices, and really focus on leading and development via management, leadership development, coaching, and career development. So these are all cultural things that Airborne has put at the forefront that we are looking to get fresh and in front of our folks from a local standpoint, just from, hourly folks that are coming in for the first time. We do have training right here on site. It's paid training as part of their hire on with the company, where they actually get to sit and work with the parts, learn how to use microscopes, all the fun stuff that sort of goes into that, pre-training process before anybody goes out onto our production floor. And of course, they work with process trainers here locally that can help them and answer questions and sort of get them all set up for success before they officially hit the floor running.
What sort of internships or apprenticeships do you offer?
So one of the things we look to do is allow our folks who are already currently with us to try to pursue some higher levels of education, vis-a-vis possibly going back to school for a manufacturing degree, different opportunities like that. Internship program is very heavily involved when it comes to recruiting. So we're focused on filling, needs during fall, spring, and summer, anything from manufacturing to supply chain, including HR as well, when those opportunities are available. And specifically, I just wanted to call out today, we are newly involved with Girard High School on a recent co-op for students. We actually have a student who's going through this for the first time with us, where we're allowing him, he's going to school in the morning as his senior year of high school, and then coming and working for Airborne about 4 or 5 hours in the afternoon. So this is a new program for us. We're super excited about it, because again, not everybody looks to necessarily go to college right after high school. So those folks that are looking to possibly stay around locally in the community, we want to give them another avenue, another opportunity, and show them that there are, you know, companies like Airborne out there that will happily support their continuous growth in education.
Thanks, Kyle. Now, Michael, what's the most exciting part of working for a large aerospace company?
There are a few things that come to mind, but I would say that, you know, the role and critical nature that our products function in the end product is very exciting and very, very critical to all of our employees. One of our principal cultures that we often discuss and live by is that lives depend on us and on our products. Additionally, as a veteran, I know the importance of the equipment reliability to support the warfighter and their mission.
Well, thank you, Michael. And thank you for your service. Kyle, we absolutely will be seeing you at Manufacturing Day. But what are some other ways our listeners can learn more about Airborne?
So social media is always a big, you know, driver for education or, you know, folks learning more about Airborne. Our website is a great go-to. Obviously, we're pretty heavily involved on Facebook and Instagram. From opportunities, you know, job opportunities, not only here at our site in Lake City, but across the company. LinkedIn is always a great place for young professionals to hop on there and take a look. But most importantly, check out the local community. You know, here in Lake City, we're very heavily involved with, you know, job fairs, community events, sponsorships, different things there. So anytime folks see Airborne out there in the local community, do not hesitate to come up and let us know of your interest, because we're happy to have those conversations with you.
Okay, that's great, Kyle. Any closing remarks, Michael, from you?
Patty, we would just like to thank you for the opportunity this morning to discuss all the exciting opportunities here at Airborne in Lake City. And we look very much forward to supporting and attending the Manufacturing Day again this year. Thank you.
Great, thank you. We're very excited to have Airborne back again this year as the major sponsor. That's a lot of great information, and thank you for joining us. To learn more about the 10th Annual Manufacturing Day on October 11th, 2023, visit mbausa.org. This is Patty Welther for Business Today with the MBA. I hope everyone has a great afternoon.